You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Norwich still desperate for the points. They are a place behind Sunderland now on goal difference in the relegation zone. Arsenal still need to tidy up fourth place, but it was a very, very flat 0-0 draw that Arsenal played out with Sunderland. And the mood of the Arsenal fans at the moment isn't particularly good. And Norwich might be buoyed by the performance of Arsenal last weekend, Eric, and they might feel that they're maybe more gettable now than they were the rest of the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, 1-4 Arsenal makes absolutely zero appeal, because you mentioned that game against Sunderland, correct? You know, they were very, very tame. And that followed a couple of weeks after that game against Palace as well. They finished 1-1, and, you know, that was when the natives really got restless, the Arsenal fans. You couldn't touch Arsenal at 1-4, even though they're playing against a side that are likely to go down. Are Norwich big enough, though? I've got a real problem with this fixture, because I haven't got a clue which way to turn. One thing I would say is that Norwich have got something to fight for, and Arsenal aren't meeting too many teams right like that at the moment. What I would suspect, even though Arsenal will probably win, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for them. And I might, given that you're getting 9-1 for Norwich, there must be some value to be had in the handicap market. Because, I mean, you know, the thing is, Arsenal still have plenty to fight for. But I'm going to go for Norwich on the handicaps here, because I just think that Arsenal, once they've got their noses in front, I don't think they've got the confidence at the moment to steamroll aside. So Norwich plus 2 goals, 21-20. That looks a great bet to me, that.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Norwich plus 2 at 21-20. You can take them plus a goal at 3-1. Are you in agreement, Dave? When a side of 9-1, even if you don't fancy them, there's always scope in that price to try and get them on side.
Yeah, I think this is a big test for Alex Neil, because he's had 2 weeks between that bad defeat at Carrow Road against Sunderland to get his players motivated. If they need motivation at this stage of the season for this trip to the Emirates. And I think, Derek, you learnt a valuable... I know you've been sports betting for many, many years. Before I was even born, Derek, you were sports betting. But I think you learnt a valuable lesson with Arsenal last Sunday. Even at slight odds on away from home against Sunderland, they're just not producing for Arsene Wenger anymore.
No. I used to work with a lot of Arsenal fans at the Mirror. Well, I still work at the Mirror, but not in the offices anymore. And it was about 5 or 6 years ago, probably longer, I was saying, well, he's come to the end of the road, Wenger, here. I mean, what? He's a man in a time warp. This was about 6 or 7 years ago, I was saying this. They wouldn't have it. They were, you know, had such bitter arguments we had. But it's been proven right in the end. I mean, the guy should have gone 5 or 6 years ago.
I think Gary Neville's got it spot on as well in the fact that when Arsenal were really thriving under Wenger, they had Emmanuel Petit and Patrick Vieira in those holding roles in the centre of the midfield. Just two colossal players there. And now Wenger's going with lightweight players, and it doesn't work in this league. You need some steel in central midfield, and Arsenal haven't got that at all now. As far as this game is concerned, I do think that Alex Neil, in the last two matches, at home against Sunderland and away at Crystal Palace, after those two big wins against Newcastle and West Brom, they will have been feeling that they were almost safe. Pick up 3 points from either of those two games and got a good chance of Premier League survival. But Alex Neil, I think his naivety and his lack of experience at this level has just told in the last couple of fixtures. But he has had 14 days to prepare them for this match. Norwich's problem is that they're two top scorers this season, Nathan Redmond and Diomerci Mbakani, have just got 5 goals. Not enough goals in this Norwich team, really. I do think Arsenal will edge this game, but I like the bet that yourself and Derek have just mentioned, plus 2 for Norwich. I think they'll keep it very tight, and if Arsenal win, might just be by 1 goal. So I'll play Norwich plus 2 as well, at odds against 21-20. Really do like that price here. Just one of the last 14 league meetings between these clubs has ended in a Norwich City win, by the way. But they have drawn 6 against the Gunners in that spell. So they've not got a bad record against Arsenal. And you can't be trusting Arsenal at 1-4. So I'll play Norwich plus 2 as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.